and welcome to another week of Samwise. As always, I'm your host, Sam, and I believe that every question in life can be answered by watching the Lord of the Rings Extended Editions and their special features. Now, this week, we got some rather exciting news when we discovered that black holes actually look like Sauron. But I have another theory. You see, when Gandalf defeated the Balrog, he said that he fell out of time and space through shadow, and he was there a lifetime. And so was the Balrog, you know, like, because they fell together. They were on top of this mountain. Out of time and space. Maybe Gandalf fell through the other end of the black hole, and that red ring that we're seeing is not actually the Dark Lord himself, but it's the Balrog. Suspended in time, defeated by Gandalf, a monument to the power of good over evil, floating in space for all eternity. I don't know. Either way, it was really cool, and what a special thing. What a great time we live in, truly. It was really amazing, and congrats to the team that was able to put it together. And with that, let's get on to questions. Our first question today comes from the Samwise text line, and it reads, "Sometimes it's hard for me to get out of bed. How do I get over that?" When I first watched Two Towers, I was an angsty teenager struggling to find her place in her school, in her church group, and even in some ways in my own family. What I was quick to dismiss as angst by way of low self-esteem was actually, I found out, low-level depression brought about by anxiety. Later in college, seasonal affective disorder incapacitated me in one particularly brutal February. And in both these moments, I found great solace in The Lord of the Rings, particularly in Théoden's chance at redemption in Two Towers. His mind was controlled by a dark force bigger than him, and he almost lost himself entirely. He couldn't get out of his chair any more than I could get out of my bed some days. It took a friend like Gandalf to help him remember himself, to see the old Théoden, to remind him of the old Théoden that was buried under Saruman's mind control. If you're having trouble getting out of bed, don't be afraid to reach out for help. Don't be afraid to grasp at what might look like a tiny straw in the darkness, because it could be the wizard staff of friendship. Even just having something on your calendar with someone you like, or doing something you like that reminds you of the self that isn't mired by whatever is keeping you down, it gives you something to work toward. It gives you a reason to step up. I know it's easy to say something like this, and it all comes down to like finding that willpower in yourself, just like it was really easy for Gandalf to just go in and wave a stick around, and it made this problem look like a quick fix. But it wasn't. It was a struggle, and it wasn't instantaneous either. But it took Théoden a while to kind of feel all the way himself again and to trust his own decisions and instincts. But in that moment, he took the lifeline so that he could take the step. You don't have to get out of bed on your own. It's okay to reach for a helping hand. And if you're right now feeling so stuck in the dark place that you think you don't have friends or that you're feeling kind of low on yourself, I'm here to tell you, I know you've got my number because you've texted me. I'll pick up. I'll get you out of bed. I'm always trying to be more like Gandalf. Best of luck to you. This next question comes from Facebook, from Zigzaggers, and it reads, "Dear Samwise, I find myself incapable of finishing Lord of the Rings because I'm genuinely frightened all the time. I was fine in the Shire, but everything outside of it is horror to me. I read The Hobbit, and that was apparently my limit. Definitely gave me nightmares about goblins eating Jean-Luc Picard. So I love Tolkien, but he's haunting my dreams. I am seemingly the only one with this problem. What do I do?" Look, the Shire is great, and you're welcome to stay there. A lot of hobbits have found a lot of happiness there, but you wouldn't be reaching out if that were the case. You gotta be like Sam when he's about to step further away from home than he's ever been. Find a friend and take that step. Start a book club and share the magic of Tolkien with your friends. Or watch the movies, pause to take the break you need, and then come back when you're feeling a little bit refreshed. Good luck. This next question comes from Samwise email, and it reads, "Hey there, Samwise. I'm now a few months into a new job, I've got a new apartment fully moved into, and my bills under control. I've picked up an online class to keep learning, and I'm exercising again and preparing to run races. Everything seems to be going well, but I've got this impending sense that another shoe is going to drop, and this anxiousness that I need to be doing more. I don't know why I can't feel settled, and I don't know how to break this feeling. Help. Sincerely, the light at the end of the tunnel. Look, what did Pippin and Merry do after they finally stopped Saruman after trying to convince the Ents? They didn't immediately go looking for Aragorn and company. They made them come to them. Pip and Merry found the pipeweed and the food, and they took a break. They, like you, knew the other shoe would drop. It's gonna happen. Life goes through peaks and valleys. But you're in a good spot right now. Have the good sense to enjoy the calm. Let that anxiousness go and eat some good food, my friend. The time for worry is tomorrow. And here's another question from the email account. Hey, Samwise. I'm about a year and a half from a pretty serious breakup, and I think I'm mostly recovered. I'm living alone and am one of the last of my friends to not be in a relationship of any capacity. Because of that, I find myself with a lot of weekends or nights to myself. I'm pretty good at spending time alone, but I find myself sometimes feeling lonely. The problem is the prospect of dating and the labor of getting to know someone intimately. It sounds so exhausting. And that fact makes me want not to date, because it wouldn't be fair to a partner to not be all in. I'm terrible, too, at finding and starting casual. What advice do you have for dealing with loneliness and being happy where I'm at? Single and sort of not ready to mingle. I like your sign-off. Now, Sam and Frodo both wanted, theoretically, bigger and better adventures outside of the Shire. Just like you, theoretically, would like a long-term relationship. But they weren't planning travel, just like you're not planning dating. Pippin and Merry probably had never thought about the future, and they were volunteering their lives at the Council of Elrond, and still not thinking about it. They were just like, I'm gonna do this. It's okay to want something and not actively seek it out, and it's okay to just kind of wait and dive in with both feet when an opportunity arises. This is all to say, go on enjoying your life and continue not worrying about dating. I think that you sound like you have a pretty good head on your shoulders. Loneliness has less to do with people and more with finding our own peace with ourselves. Frodo often felt lonely even with Sam and Gollum by his side. Aragorn felt lonely among the Fellowship. Galadriel spoke of her loneliness while bearing a ring of power. But they also combated that loneliness by constantly trying to reach out for understanding. It's hard work, sure, especially when all your friends are coupling up and moving on to a different phase of life. That understanding is harder and harder to come by, and I get that. But it's hard work, and it comes with that kind of feeling of rejection sometimes, which can compound the loneliness, but it's a battle worth fighting. Because that reaching out, it also becomes a light. It's a beacon for those who kind of lack the fortitude to conquer their loneliness. It's like how Galadriel kind of reached out to Frodo, who was way too scared and intimidated by her to be like, look, you don't know what I'm dealing with. She's like, no, but I do, kind of. I do. And it was a lifeline for him. And I think you kind of always reaching out and looking for opportunities to reach out, you might end up being a beacon for someone else who feels lonely, who you might not expect. And it might also lead to other opportunities where you will end up meeting someone and the relationship will happen a little bit more organically. So be kind to yourself in this period of loneliness. Don't put pressure on yourself to date if that's not what you want to do, because you're right. Don't half-ass something that involves other people. That's not very cool. But it sounds like you like yourself and you're in a good spot. So kind of play with that a little bit. And on nights you feel lonely, remind yourself that this is okay. And keep reaching out, even when it feels kind of tedious or like you're the only one doing the work. You're inspiring others while you do. Good luck. Our final question comes from the Samwise email account, and it reads, can nostalgia be taken too far? Yeah. Excessive nostalgia is how the ring got Bilbo when he was in Rivendell and turned him into a puppet monster. Be careful with that shit, man. Looking back too fondly without an eye toward the future is super dangerous and kind of dumb. Don't be a monster. Be cool. move on. And that, my friends, brings us to the end of another episode. Thank you so much for your questions. Thank you for listening. Don't forget to rate and review on iTunes. And if you want to reach out with a question, you can do so by using the Samwise Google Voice line, 608-561-2755, or you can email me at sam.wise.ath@gmail.com. I'm also on Instagram at sammyjane613, so you can slide into my DMs or just leave a comment. I don't care. And you can find me on the After the Hype social channels. It's After the Hype on Facebook or ATH Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. You can also visit athpod.com, where we have the full episodes of this podcast and all of our others, which I'll get to in a second. But we have a great comment section, so feel free to drop a comment and I'll answer that question too. Now, back to those other podcasts. On Monday, we have Venture Bros, Adventure Brothers podcast, where they're in season 4 right now. And we have the OG, After the Hype. We just did a fabulous episode on Your Name, and they're going to be covering Spider-Verse this week, so that's one to look forward to. I love that movie, and I can't wait to hear what they have to say about it. Now, I've also got something super exciting to announce, and that's that next week, April 24th, the new Dungeons & Dragons actual play podcast, Demon Days, will be debuting on the After the Hype Network. John, the Dungeon Master, was kind enough to allow me to play. I'm super excited. The campaign is already turning out so wonderfully, and I'm so excited to share this with you guys, especially those of you who are fantasy-minded. I think you'll be super, super into it. So definitely check that out. And again, if you have a question, 608-561-2755 or sam.wise.ath@gmail.com. Have a great week. Bye.